The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, has held the first of his meetings with the three people in the running to become the next US president. Mr. Rudd spent about 40 minutes with the Democrat, Senator Hillary Clinton, in Washington this morning. The candidates' hectic campaign schedules have made it difficult for Kevin Rudd to organise meetings, but Senator Clinton found time for him in her schedule, and the Republican, John McCain, will meet Mr. Rudd tomorrow. Barack Obama will not be able to make a face-to-face meeting, but he'll talk to Mr. Rudd by telephone. Louise Yaxley is travelling with the Prime Minister.
Kevin Rudd is a man with a recent political victory under his belt, and so far his US tour has been smooth. By contrast, Hillary Clinton is under pressure to quit the race to be the Democrat presidential candidate. But if the Australian Prime Minister's support is of any help to her, she seems to have it. He was asked during the election campaign, Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton? And he responded, Hillary. He appears to stand by that.
Prime Minister, do you stand by the endorsement you gave Clinton during the campaign?
I'm a good friend of Senator Clinton's.
He even offered to assist, although it's not exactly clear what that might mean.
Let us know if you can offer anything.
Thank you, I really appreciate that.
Senator Clinton and Mr. Rudd met for about 40 minutes in Washington. A spokeswoman for the Prime Minister says they discussed the US-Australia relationship, healthcare and engagement with Asia. And Senator Clinton congratulated Mr. Rudd on his apology to the Stolen Generations in February. The Senator also updated Mr. Rudd on the presidential election in what was described as a productive and friendly meeting. As they walked out, Mr. Rudd indicated to her that he'd been invited to speak at a climate change event being organised by her husband Bill Clinton, and she replied it would be wonderful to get him involved. As they posed for the media afterwards, Mr. Rudd sympathised with the Senator over her gruelling campaign schedule.
It's a big country to cover all that ground.
As one candidate myself who knows what it's like being on the campaign trail, I have every sympathy for what Hillary has ahead of her.
And I appreciate that. I need all the sympathy I can get.
It's an exhausting business.
It is. Thank you so much.
Senator, good to see you.
Thank you so much.
Good. Thank you, everybody.
Good. Thank you very much.
And as she left, she indicated again that she's not giving up yet.
Yeah, well, we're hanging in there. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
The meeting happened at the think tank, the Brookings Institution, where Mr. Rudd had just given a speech on foreign policy, where he gave his views on how to handle the US-China relationship.
We should welcome any efforts by the United States, China and Japan and others to extend the six-party talks mechanism into a broader security mechanism, one that would later be broadened to include other countries. Given Australia's strong economic and strategic interests in North Asia, we would see ourselves as a participant in any such mechanism at the earliest opportunity. But the opportunity should be taken to advance a broader regional security mechanism that may help remove some of the brittleness that might otherwise characterise security policy relationships across what remains a strategically fragile theatre.
This is Louise Yaxley for AM in Washington.